Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. I'm sorry. Today's Mem Vav. We're on Mem Hey Amud Beis. We're up to Masiv Rav Hamnuna. 8-9 lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had a machlokes. What's the story? Toch Zman. Is Toch Zman Lefne Zman Ula Acher Zman? And then, in other words, the between 11 and 12 and 12 and 13, is it lefnei zman ula achar zman? And then we ask, legabe what? It can't be legabe nedarim because it's a special category. So what legabe what? So the answer was legabe onshin. That's how we ended off yesterday, right? Okay? Legabe onshin. In other words, we said yesterday, if a boy has shtei tsairos between the age of 12 and 13, what's his status now? Do we say that having shtei tsairos before the age of 13 is some kind of aberration, it's a wart, it's nothing? Or do we say no, now that he has shtei tsairos and he's an adult, legavi nadar maybe, so he wouldn't be treated like an adult, so it was a machlokas. And the same thing by a girl, okay? Machlokas. So now Rav Hamnuna is going to ask a question on the Shita that Toch Zman is La'achar Zman. In other words, that's a boy who's not yet 13, between 12 and 13, that has Shtei Tsairos is treated like an adult. Okay? That's his kash. He's going to answer kash on that. Ready? Here we go. Masiv Rav Hamnuna, Achar Zman Hazeh. This is a quote from our Mishnah. After that time, Afal Pi Sha'omru. Ein anu yodim l'shem mi nadarnu l'shem mi hikdashnu. We don't have any idea who we're making a neder to, even though they say that when they're 13, 14, 15, nidrehem neder v'hikdashin hikdash. It's still good. What do you see from there? Hatoch zman kilifnei zman. Right? Only afterwards. But if it's before, it's not true. If it's before, they are considered genuine kitanim. That's Rav Hamnuna's question. How could anyone think lifnei zman is achar zman? It's against the diuk of the Mishnah. You got that question? Amar relay Rava. No. Ema, let's say like this. Reisha. Kodem azman azeh. The Reisha said, of the Reisha the Mishnah said, well, kodem zman azeh. Before that time, what in the fourth time? Before the age of 12 or 11, Afal pi sha'amru, yodin anu l'shem min adarnu, l'shem min yikdashnu, we know who we're making the nether for. Right, the Vilna Gaon at 7 years old could make a nether, he knew. Nevertheless, ain't the dream nether, v'nakdashin hektash, it's nothing. It doesn't count at all. What's the deal? What if they're in Tokhzman? Ha, Tokhzman? Kilachazman? Meaning what? The Digadolim. Says Rava, the deal goes both ways. So the Gemara gives a very difficult answer. Velohi, that's not true. That wasn't Rav Hamnuna's, that's not a good push against Rav Hamnuna. Why? Because Rava Katoi, Rava made a mistake. Who savar? He thought Rav Hamnuna mi Mishnah Yisera Kadoyik. That Rav Hamnuna made an extra a deal from extra words of the Mishnah. You have a dik from the Seifa, that what? That it implies, the Mishnah implies, that Toch's man is Lefnei's man. Says Rava, the Reisha implies that Toch's man is Lachar's man. Right? The dik goes both ways. Says Rav Hamnuna, Velohi, no. Rav Hamnuna, he didn't learn his pshat from a dik. Migufa de masnisin kadoyik. He got this din, that what? That lefnei zman, his kasha, was on the Beferish Mishnah. Not the diuk of the Mishnah, a Beferish Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Our Mishnah. What did it say? Migufa de masnisin kadoyik. I'll tell you what, now the Gemara is going to explain what he means by that. We just said, halachar zman, right? If it's la'achar zman, even if they say, we have no clue who we're making an eder to, even if they say that, it still counts. Why? Because la'achas man. Right? So I don't care. 20 years old, the guy doesn't know anything. As the Rashi said, he's not a shota. He's not like that. It's just in that accounts. Even though he has no clue. Hey, chidami. What's that case? Idilo icy shtei sairos. If he didn't bring shtei sairos, he's 14 years old and still has not brought shtei sairos. Cotton who? He's at dinner of a cotton. Right? Elalav, rather, the icy shtei sairos. We're talking about, he has shtei sairos. Vitaima, and the reason is, why is sairos so important? Because, delachas manhu. The gamrinan lay lemilse. Because now he's complete. There are two requirements to being an adult. Two requirements. Shtei sairos and age. Ha sof zman. Right? But if it's before that time, kilif nezman. I'm sorry, tolk zman, being in between that time, is lif nezman. In other words, how on earth can you hold that tolk zman is la'achar zman? You require two things, shtei sairos and age. All right, there's a special pasuk that regarding the darim, you don't require age. You don't even require shtei sairos. All you require is das. But before that, but to say that the tolk zman is la'achar zman, how could you say that? It's impossible. Not because I'm making a diuk, well, right, it's a don't go there. So by saying don't go there, it's mashmak, go there. No! That's a diuk, right? It said it's a mashmak. No, it says black and white, right? Now, he proved from here that tolk zman really has to be lifnei zman. That was his question. The ode also, Masa from Zera. From Zera asked another question. Ish kiafli lindar neder. It says ish, what a kiafli lindar neder. Ma talmud lomer ish. What do you mean ish? Larabos, to include, ben yud gimel shanim v'yom echad. 13 in one day. Sha'afal pish eneh de lahafli. Even though he has no idea what he's doing, nevertheless, nedarif kayamin. His neder is good. Right? Which is what we said before. Hichidami. What's going on here? Idol Isi Shtei Sairos. If he didn't bring Shtei Sairos, cotton who? He's a cotton. Elalav, rather, the Isi Shtei Sairos. He did bring Shtei Sairos. Vitaima. And what's the reason why his neder's a neder, even though he has no clue who he's making a neder to? What's the reason for that? Because the Ben Gyur Gimel V'yom Echad Hu. Tahavale Ish. He's an Ish. Ha Tov Zman. Ha Tov Zman. What if it's Tov Zman? Right? Kilif Nezman. Togzman is Lif Nezman. Tiyufta. It's a Tiyufta on him. Right? The Tiyufta on the one who said that Togzman is Lachasman. How is that possible? How could you hold that? So the Gemara answers, to answer both questions, Amar of Nachman, Kitanoi. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. Our Mishnah implies, doesn't even imply it. Our Mishnah really says that Tok Zman is Lifnei Zman. How could others say otherwise? Because there are other Tanoim that went the other way. Okay? Who are those other Tanoim? Kitanoi, the following Braisa. This Braisa has three cases. Number one, Bentes Shonim Shevi Beis Shairos Shuma. You have a 9-year-old boy who has Shtei Sairos. That's a wart. That's nothing. There's no halachic significance to that. Okay? Number two, mi ben tes v'yad yud beis shana v'yom echad, from 9 to 12 in a day, shuma, also a wart, also nothing. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Omer Simen. Now that's a valid simen now. Okay? What about that? There's an achlokas. Number three, ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, 13 and a day, did we have called simen? Everybody would agree to simon. Okay? Good? Hagu Fakasha. These three time frames are internally inconsistent. Why? Amarta, first you said, Mibin Teisha, Vaj Shemashiv Yom Echad, Shuma. Right? According to the Tanakama here, which the Gemara says is the Chachamim, that's an aberration. That's not normal, right? Ha shlosh esrei shana gufa, but 13 simen would be good, right? In other words, from 9 to 12 is no good. 13, that would be good. For hadar tani, then we said ben shlosh esrei shana v'yom echad simen, right? I'm sorry, I said it wrong. When he said from 9 to 12 is no good, what about from 12 to 13? They mentioned that. So it's mashma is good. Then he'd come along and say, in the third statement, no, it has to be 13. It doesn't make any sense. Right? Hashal Shaz Reshana Shuma. I'm sorry. Hashal. Then we said, the third one says, V'hadotani ben shlosh es Reshana v'yom echad is simen. Hashlosh es Reshana. But between 12 and 13 is Shuma. It's no good. How do you reconcile that? My love, Tanoihi. Is it in the Machlokas Tanoim? Demar Savar, the first one held, Toch Zman, Kila Achar Zman. Umar Savar, Toch Zman, Kila Fnei Zman. So what do you see? It's a Machlokas here. The Gemara says, no, it's not a Machlokas. Lo, the Kuli Alma, Toch Zman, Kila Fnei Zman. Really, I can tell you, Toch Zman, Kila Fnei Zman. I, Betinokes, and all these cases are talking about a girl, Veresha or Rebbe. Resha is the first one's Rebbe, who held what? That the godless of a girl is 12. The Sefer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and the Sefer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who held the godless of a girl is 13. Remember yesterday he switched them. It's two different Tanayim, but they're not arguing about the issue of Tog Zman. Arguing about, are we talking about a girl of 12 or 13? Or, V-boy tema, hava tinok, could we both talk about boys? Now, the other way around. Reisha, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but say for Rebbe. Rebbe held, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar held boys are at 12. And the standard sheet is boys are at 13. V-boy tema, hava ha Rebbe, or they could both be Rebbe, hava tinok, hava tinok. One's by a boy, one's by a girl. V-boy tema, hava Rav Shimon ben Elazar, hava tinok, hava tinok. Okay, or you can say the other way around. Okay? In other words, so far we haven't answered this question.
No, so there's no machlokes.
What do you mean there's no?
No, in other words, they're not arguing.
So
that's an argument.
Correct. So we have Rav Nuna and Rav Zera ask questions. How could anyone hold Lefnei Zman, Tog Zman is Ka'alach Zman? How could anyone hold that? We haven't answered that question.
No.
I don't know if we're going to answer it. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said, it is a good simon. Right? What was a good simon? From 9 to 12 was a good simon. Right? Amr of Kutz Bedoy, Bereder of Shabdai, Vahu Sha'odinbo. As long as he's still wearing them. I'm still wearing them. As long as those hairs are still there. In other words, where does 9 to 12 a good simon when the Syros didn't fall off? It's still there. Tanya Nami Haki, Ben Tashanav Yomekhache, Ribe Cyrus, Shuma. You'd be Shana of Yom Echad, but Odinbo, and they're still there. Shuma, that was a Shuma also. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda Omer Simin, Amar Rava Hilchasa Tog Zman Kilaf Nezman. Okay. Rava just said the halacha is Tog Zman Kilaf Nezman. Maybe Rava said that because we don't have an answer for the other shita. How could you hold Tog Zman as La'achas Zman? The Mishnah doesn't apply. So Rav says, right, that sheet is wrong. We do not have a machlokas tanaim about it. However, we don't hold like that anyway. And that's how we paskin. Okay? Now, Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Masni Lo Lashmaita the Rava Bahai Lashma. Amar Rava. So Rava just made a statement that the halacha is that Tokzman is Lefnezman. Now Rav Shmuel says, Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra says, that's not what Rava said. What Rava said was the following statement. This is very hard. Ready? Here we go. Amar Rava, Kitana, you have a girl. Bas Yud Bei Shana, she's 12 years old. Miman Enes, Veholeches. She can do Miyun. Remember what Miyun is? Miyun is where the father died. So the mother and the brothers were mekadesh the girl, the daughter, sister, daughter slash, when she was a ketana. The halacha is, as long as she stays a ketana, she's allowed to just pick up and walk out from this guy. Once she turns 12, and she has beer with the husband, from the full blood, the husband can't leave, unless she gets a get. Okay? So says Rava, the entire year going into year 12, in other words, between year 11 and year 12, I think she could pick up and leave. Says Rashi, well, Rashi's way up there, Mima'enes v'holeches. This is very key Rashi, because it's going to make the whole Gemara make sense. V'ein choshishim. We're not choshish. Shema hevia beis iros. Maybe she has two iros. And therefore what? She's an adult. Adult cannot do miyun. Vafilu hevia shum vafilu hevia. Because even if she did have two iros, shumaninu. It doesn't matter. V'hainu togzman kilufnezman. So what do you see? Togzman kilufnezman. She's in between 11 and 12. I don't care how many siren she brings. She's still allowed to do miyun. Why? Because she's not an adult. Right? Regarding the dar, it's a separate thing. She's not an adult. Mikan, back into the Gemara. After that, eino mamenet, she cannot do miyun. The eino choletet, she can't do chalitza either. Rashi, eino mamenet, right? Eino mamenes, the next Rashi there. Shema hevia achshav. Shema hevia. Now she brought some on him. The achshav have a simen. The hala achaz manhu. Right? The im yivama he. If she's a yivama, lo chashvinan lo legadolu in chalitza. The eino chalitza. However, regarding chalitza, she cannot have chalitza done to her. Why not? It's funny, because miyun can only be done before you're 12, and chalitza cannot be done before you're 12. The katana can't do chalitza. So, now it's internally inconsistent. Hagufa kasha. Amarta eno mamenes. First you say she can no longer... What age is she now? She's 12. No longer do miyun. She can no longer do miyun. Alma gadola hi. She's a gadola. I gadola hi tichlots. So why can't she do chalitza? V'chi tema mesapkalei. You want to tell me we have a suffix? What's the suffix? Says Rashi. Im hevia. Im lo hevia. Whether or not she has sheis iros, helkach therefore miyun lo. We don't allow miyun. Dilma hevia. Maybe she has taka sheis iros. Therefore, how can we allow miyun? She's probably an adult already. The chalitza nami lo. Chalitza, we're going to wait now. Shema lo hevia. Maybe she has sheis iros. So we're stuck over here. Hey, you want to tell me that's the answer? Me misapkalei. There's no suffix about that. Amar Rava. Ketana sheigia lechlal shenoseha. Once a ketana reaches the age of 12, eino tzricha bedika. We have no longer check her out. Chazaka hevia simanim. It's a chazaka. Right? Now when do we say a chazaka? Same thing by a boy. Right? So the Gemara answers, hani mili bestama. That's stam. In other words, what does stam mean? A normal situation. Stamazoi. A boy wants to lean. And he wants to lean for the Torah. And he's 13. And we have a suffix. Did he bring... First of all, chazak he brought. And second of all, maybe he didn't bring. But what's the downside? Downside is he leans. So it's only Darabana. It's a Pashazaka we won't allow. Otherwise, what's the downside? It's a chazaka, right? Hanimi, that's only Stam. Abel Hacha. But over here... By the way, that's only... And you don't know anything. Abel Hacha, but over here... Budku, the Budku. No, they checked her out. Who checked? We always had that come up. Who checked? A woman? I mean, man? A man's gonna check that? Who's a woman? So we're gonna trust a woman? The whole discussion. Who checks that? But whatever it is, somehow they checked it out. Avohacha, but over here, the Budku, they checked. V'lo ashkechu. Right? And they didn't find anything. So, lo. We're not going to say she's a gadola. We're not going to say she's a gadola. Ihachi, if so, timoin. So why can't she do miyun now? In check, there's no Cyrus. So why can't she do miyun? So we're not going to let her do chalitza. She's still a katana. So why can't she do miyun? How come she can do Miyun? I'm sorry, how come she can't do Miyun? What? No, there's no chashash. We checked her out. There's no chashash to the gedola. She doesn't have state cyrus. Exactly. Why can't she? Well, how old is she now? She's 13. I can't stand this guy. I want to leave. It's too big. Too old. Do me a favor. I don't have state cyrus. Go check me out. I'm still at the town. Sure enough, it's true. So why can't she do me? The Gemara answers, Chosh is in Shem and Nosh. Maybe the cyrus were there and they fell off. Now, if they fell off, so maybe they fell off. Real there for what? Therefore, she's a gadola. There's no cyrus. They fell off.
How can you check
anything? Honey, Amar, that's good according to some who say that's a valid chashash. El Amanda Amar ain't choshen. Michael Neymar, the Itmar, Rav Papa Amar choshen ain't choshen. Shemanashu, Rav Papa Amar choshen. Right? So the Gemara answers, Hani Mili, when did they have this suffix, or whether they fell off or not? Lidin Chalita. That's only regarding Chalita. What does that mean? Regarding Chalita, we will be choshesh that maybe they fell off. Therefore, we won't allow her to do Chalita. Avalein Miyun, but when it comes to Miyun, Choshishin, we are Choshesh. It makes perfect sense, because to let her stay married, we're not going to allow that. I'm sorry, to allow her to pick up and walk away without a get, maybe she's an adult. Like you said, maybe she's an adult. There's no Cyrus. Okay, maybe they fell off. 95% of the time, a 12, 13-year-old girl already has state Cyrus. What's going on over here? So we're not going to let her just pick up and walk out. But Chalitza, what are we doing? All we're doing is delaying the Chalitza. That's all we're doing. So she's still in limbo. She can't get married. She can't marry her brother. She can't marry anyone else. All we're doing is making her be in limbo. I mean, it's a downside. There's no question about it. But there's no tragedy. There's no tragedy that's going to happen. Right? What's the by Miyun, she's a full-fledged Ashes-ish. And what'd she do? She went ahead and walked out without a get? That's terrible. Not going to allow that. You feel me? By Chalitza, what are we doing? All right, sit home another year. Right? I don't have to do with you. You're already 14 years old. You still don't have Cyrus. Keep on waiting. There's no downside. And that's the only downside. But there's no tragedy. The bottom over here. Michlal, what do you see from here? Demand the armor choshen choletes? That according to the one who holds that Wachoshesh, maybe what? Maybe they fell off. If you hold, then Choletes, then why can't you do, according to them, why can't that person say do Chalitza? Vachoshesh ba'al makamar. Right? It says Choshesh. Right? In other words, why can't, according to the one who says that Wachoshesh, they fell off, Why can't he do Chalitza? According to that one. So Gemara says, El Olam, when Rava was talking about a case, again, what was Rava's case? Rava's case was, she was 12 years old in one day. What did he say? No Miyun. Maybe she's already old. And no Chalitza, because we don't know. Delo Bodka. There was no Bodika. Ul'in Chalitza Chayshinan. And when it comes to Chalitza, we're afraid. What are we afraid of? Maybe she's still a katana. V'chik amar Rava. When Rava said that when she turns 12, she does not require a bedika, because there's a chazaka lemiyun. There's only a chazaka regarding miyun. Right? Aval b'chalitza b'ay bedika. When it comes to chalitza, she requires a bedika. I think that makes sense. Why? Because they're much more afraid of letting her go when it comes to Miyun. Okay? Amar of Dimi bin Ahardai, Hilchas ad Alachis, Choshishin Shemanashu. We are Choshishin, fell off. Bahani Mili Hecha de Kacha Besoksman. That's only if they got married when she was still a katana. Soksman. By the mother and the brothers, let's say. Aval Uba Ubal. and he then had relations with her after she turned 12. The ikka sveka daraisa. There's a suffering daraisa over here. What's a suffering daraisa? Maybe he had relations with an adult. Avo me karo lo, but before that not. Okay? If you thought that gemara was hard, that comes next gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Listen to this one. Hikdish v'achal loke. What if a 12-year-old boy makes a neder? He's makdish something to the Beit HaMikdash. And then he eats it. Okay? Says Rav Huna, you get malchus for that. Now, he's not an adult, he's not 13. He's only 12. So does that make any sense? A 12-year-old boy was mocked at something, which he's allowed to do. He's allowed to do that because he's 12. And he gets mocked for that if he violates it. Shenemar, because it says, Kiyafli Lindar, he made a neder. That pasuk, by the way, is in Bamidbar Perek Vav. And then it says, Velo Yachal Devar, which is in Bamidbar Perek Lamed. They have nothing to do with each other. Right? Rav Huna makes it seem like it's in the same pasuk. It's not true. They're not even nowhere near the same pasuk. Anyway, kol she yeshno b'hafla, yeshno b'bal yachel. If you're in the hafla parsha, you're in the parsha of don't violate it. V'chol she eino b'hafla, eino b'bal yachel. And if not, not. Therefore, since he's in the parsha of making the dorim, he's also in the parsha of the consequences. And the consequences are, you're going to get malchus. Okay?
Even though before he's
13. Masiv Rav Huna bar Yehuda, with the Yul Rav Huna. Rav Huna bar Yehuda asked a question to support Rav Huna, really. It's a funny way to say it. But he has rayas that Rav Huna's right. Why? Lefi shematzinu, sheheshva ha-kasav, ha-katan ki-gadol. Since we know that a katan and a gadol have the same dinar, regarding what? With zadon shvua, regarding making a shvua, ula iser, and regarding iser, what is iser? I will not eat that kikar. Ula b'al yachel is thrown in here. Yacha ye chayev al adesho carbon. I would think you could be chayev on a carbon mi'ila. Yachayev mi'ila. Talmud lomar zeh davar. Okay, not true. Anyway, Ketani Mias, what did it say? Liyasher b'al yachel chayev. It said black and white in a brisa that if you violate b'al yachel, a cotton is chayev. What do you see? Rav Huna's right. Says the Gemara, no. Ema. What he meant to say was, Liaser Bal Yachel. No, you're over on the Isser of Bal Yachel. On Bal Yachel. Right? In other words, it's only an Isser, but there's no Malchus. It's not a riot to him. Isser Bal Yachel, Manashach. Well, why are you over Isser Bal Yachel? E Mufl Samachl Ish Doraisa. So 1 minute. You're over the Aveira, but you don't get Malchus. That doesn't make any sense. If your neder is a valid neder because you're 12 years old and you're very smart and you know everything about Hashem and we're going to say it's a good neder, so milka na miluki. Why don't you get malchus for that? Why don't you get malchus for that? Right? If Bal Yachel applies to you, then the malchus should apply. Right? V'iv mufla samuch l'ish lav doraisa, and if it's not a doraisa, this whole thing is an indra rabbanon. And all the tzukim that talk about it are just sasmachtas. If it's not a doraisa, how can you give somebody malchus for a non-doraisa? Then iser nami leka. There isn't even an iser. Right? Says Rashi. Nami leka, iser nami leka, I love him, achlo. No iser, he eats it. The 12-year-old boy makes the neder. I'm not going to eat that cookie. So what do we say? Oh, that's a valid neder. Only with the rabbana. And what if he eats it? It's not an aver that minatora. The rabbis made this up. The asu rabbana l'tikune. If the rabbana made this up, hachatokun. So think about it. Rashi is asking a great question. The rabbana made up a rule that if a 12-year-old that's smart makes a neder, it applies. Right? Now, what we're saying now, there are no consequences. There are no consequences. No iser, nothing. Why? He's only 12 years old. So then what? Then what exactly did he make an ender for? Then what do Rabbanan make? What's this takana? There's a rule. The 12-year-olds can make the dar. Did the Rabbanan? Minatara, no such thing. Did the Rabbanan, they could do it. Right? So, says Rashi, there are no consequences. So what do they want to do? They made a rule without consequence? What is that? There's no Isser, there's no Malkut, there's nothing. So what kind of rule is it? Regarding what can a 12-year-old boy make an edder for? Regarding what?
Regarding counting as an Avera, like an adult.
It's not an Avera, it's only a Dinder Rabbanan.
No, it's an Avera, he does not, he's not Chayav Malkus.
He can't be Chayav Malkus, it's a Dinder Rabbanan. Okay. Now we're saying, it's not even an Isser. It's nothing. So what did Rabbanan do? They made a rule that 12-year-olds commit to Darm, there are no consequences. Says Rashi, no, there are. What if your 12-year-old son makes a neder and you eat it? And you were just over Dinder Rabbanan. Right? Ohu Lukishiyata. Or better yet, he eats it after he turns 13. Right? Avo Bekatnuso, lo boil Israel of. There's no Israel at all. The cotton lav bar kabule ole takanzer Rabbananhu. Not only can a cotton not be chayiv in daraisas, he's not even chayiv in Rabbanan. Right? So therefore what? What kind of rule is this? How could you say that the Brisa said that a cotton is in the parsha of Bal Yachal Midrabanan? That doesn't mean anything. Okay? Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara answers exactly what Rashi just alluded to. La'osan hamuz harin olav. No. There's an iser for those in charge of him. In other words, when a 12-year-old makes a neder, the father has a chinuch duty to make sure he doesn't eat that thing. And not to violate his neder. Right? Shmamina, what do you see from here? Katan ochel nevelos. If a katan wants to eat nevelos, bezdin mitzuvan a love lafrisho. Bezdin, or a father, or anybody, it's a question of anybody. The machlok is about anybody else. Has to stop him. Let's say I see your kid eating the nevelos. Do I have a chiyuv to stop him? Is that my kid? So the machlok is about that. I think the machlok is if it's... What? Right. So I think I don't remember. I think it's a machlokas if what the cotton's doing is a daraisa darabana. If it's a daraisa, I think you do. You should say something there. If it's a rabbana, I don't think you have to. Only the father or only bezdin. I don't remember. So it's in the Shabbos. You see the cotton violating Shabbos. What do you do? I don't remember the dinim. I think I don't remember. Anyway, so that's the issue. You're right. Einachanami. If you hold that this whole parsha of the darim. The 12-year-old is only a derabanan. It's a derabanan. Very good. The cotton has no consequences. No, for the father, or for the bezdin, right? Or for the rabbi, whatever. The town elders, whatever. They should be in charge. That the darim don't violate. So, what are we up to? Yeah, what is Hacham Ayitzkin doing here? Hacham Ayitzkin, no, we're going to reject that. We're going to reject that. Kigon, for example, shehikdish hu v'achlu acherim. Not that you're stopping the son from eating it. We're stopping you from eating it. If the son makes a neder, you're not allowed to eat it. That cookie's us to the whole world. No one can eat that cookie today. So you go. You can't go ahead and eat it. Ha nichal amandar mehikdish hu. Or he made it hektish. Ha nichal amandar mehamakdish hu v'achlu acherim lokin. That makes sense if you say that there's a machlokas about that. That if the boy makes an edder and you eat it, you get malchus for that. Elandam Engloch and Michael and Neymar. The Itmar. Hikdish hu v'achlo acherim. What if he made the neder and you ate it? Rav Kahana Amar Lokin. Rabbi Yochan of Rishlokish. I'm sorry, Engloch. Rabbi Yochan of Rishlokish to Amri Tavaihu Lokin. They both say it's Lokin. Right? So what do you see from here? That there is a Doraita aspect. The Doraita aspect might not be on the boy, but it's on you.
Now, how can a minor be makdish something that doesn't belong to him?
But it does belong to him. But they had his own, he grew his own tomatoes, and he's makdish the tomatoes. So you can't eat those tomatoes. Right? And if you do, you're going to get malchus. So what do you see from here? There is a Doraita aspect. So the Gemara answers, no. The whole thing is Rabbanan, across Machta Ba'alma, and all the Pesukim are just as Machta. Tosfos asks an unbelievable question. He says, wait a minute. What's going to happen now? The father now can get Malkus. So your kid, what did he do? He was, how old is he? How old is this boy? He's 12. What? He's 12, right? He's 12. So he's Malkus talking to the Beit HaMikdash. So you're about to take a bite out of the tomato. And what does two Aiden come and say? Don't eat that tomato. If you eat that tomato, you're going to be chayiv what? You're going to be chayiv for violating your son's shvua, midaraisa. Right? No, according to Shush Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, you get Malkus. Right? 1 minute. Says Tosfos, 1 minute. Maybe it'll turn out that the boy will never become a gadol. Right? He'll never become a gadol.
He's never going to be
heavy. What do you mean? Most boys.
That's going to be his answer. That's going to be his answer. His answer is going to be rove. But his question is, it's a hasra suffik. Don't eat that because, huh? Doesn't fly, right? Right? It turns out, not that he'll never become a gadol. Maybe he'll become a gadol when he's 16. Which means that a neder he made at 12 is not muflus samachlish. He's not almost an adult. He's very far away from being an adult. So it's a hasra safek. So Tosfos answers, no, it's a rove. Rove boys, it doesn't happen. Okay? Next. Gufa. Hamak hikdish va'och lacherim. We just said this. Somebody was makdish something and someone else ate it. Rav Kahana Amar Ein Lokin, Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shlakish Tamei Tzara Lokin. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, the ones who hold that your chayiv hold Mufal Samal Chesh Daraisa. But Mar Savar, Mufal Samal Chesh Darabanan. It's a machlokes. Is it Daraisa or the one? Masav Rav Yirmiya Yisoma Shenidra. If a Yisoma makes a neder, Baila Meferla. The Baal, the husband, can be made for it. Right? Now, how old is this Yisoma who made the neder? A katana. The point is, only a marriage to Rabbanan. She's 10 years old. She doesn't have a father. The brothers and the mother married her off to this guy. She's 10 years old. She makes the neder. The husband's made for her. Now, Iyamrit Bishlam Mufasam Mukhlish Durabanan. That makes sense if it's a Durabanan. Asi Nisuin Durabanan. Without the Durabanan. The whole marriage is a Durabanan. Right? The whole marriage is a Durabanan. So a Durabanan marriage, a Durabanan husband, can be Mavatel, a Neda Durabanan. El Iyamr Doraisa. But if you're telling me that her Neder is a Doraisa, he's not even really her husband, Ms. Doraisa. How can he be Mavatel the Neder? Also, Nishuan Durabanan, Mavatel the Neder, Doraisa? How can that be? Minatoro, they're not even married. Amar Rav Yehudah Mar Shmuel, Bailor Mefu Mabi Manavshach. Oh, the Baal can be married for it no matter what. If the marriage is Durabanan. E Doraisa? What about if it's a Doraisa? How could a Durabanan marriage be Mabatel Doraisa? The answer is, Katan Ochel Nevelezu. A Katan eating Nevelez. The Ain Bezim and Suvan of Afrisho. And there's no din to stop her. In other words, what's the downside? Tosfos was asked, but the same Rabbi Yochanan holds that you have to watch a cotton. So, what's going on here?
Well, you just said about that the Besson has to.
So he holds it doesn't have to. So it's a machlokas about it. It's a machlokas.
On the derisa?
Huh? Yeah. It's a machlokas. You have a duty to do anything. So Tosfos says, well, he holds he doesn't have to. The Gemara says, well, they hold, you don't have any duty. So anyway, there's no difference. So she's a katana. The whole nether is a katana. The whole nether is a even if it's a Doraisa and Neder, there are no consequences. Why? Because you're still a katana. You can't eat it. You better be careful. Let her show us the difference. Let her go weak. It's a dehate. So Tosfos, the same Rabbi Yochanan holds that you do have to stop her. So the Tosfos answers, we're going to reject this answer anyway. Right? Falki Godla Achla Bafara Kamaisa. And what about when she turns 13? And that cookie's still sitting here. Now she can't eat it. That can't be possible. We're going to allow this to happen. She'll make the door left and right, offering everything in the house, saying, well, don't worry about it. It's only a katana. Yeah, but she's going to become a gadol one day. Amar Rava, Balavoy, Ba'bala, Meferla, Kol Shah Vashah, of the husband's being made for it every day. Vubal, Pushabal. And when she turns 12, they have relations. which makes the marriage into the Daraisa marriage? What kind of answer is that? Vain bar meifel b'kodmin. But he was meifel yesterday. Yesterday she was still a katana. Today's her birthday. Today they had relations. Today they made the marriage into the Daraisa. Not yesterday. So the Gemara answers, you hear that question? How can he do retroactive? He's made for it today, and then tomorrow, Daraisa. But he made for it today. So the Gemara answers, Kidder of Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Damar Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Kol Hanoderes, Aldaz Baila Hinoderes. The girl doesn't know about all these rules that she's only. She doesn't know all that. The answer is she knows. I know. She's a very nice Jewish girl. She knows the rule. The rule is that when a wife makes the Darim, the husband can be made for it. So even though technically, halachically, it's not true, he cannot be made for it. Because if a neder is Daraisa, the marriage is only Darabanan, and he can't be made for it. She only made the neder on condition he's okay with it. That's the answer.
So how does that still allow him to be made?
Because she did it. Because her neder was that he can be made for it. I can make a neder that if Marcel doesn't like it, he can be made for it. Not Betorah's her husband, because her husband's only Darabanan marriage. But she doesn't realize that. Whatever my husband says, I'm a good wife.
How does that work?
Huh?
How
could he still she's allowed to.
Das that,
what?
How does that work?
Because halachically it's not true. Yeah. So she can make any condition she wants. I'm making a neder on condition my husband's okay with it. If my husband's not okay with it, I don't want to do anything that goes against my husband. The whole marriage is only Darabanan.
Right.
She's not such a lamdan. Shout out to London. You hear that? I think it's okay. It's a good answer.
Yeah, but how does that still allow him to be made for it at this point?
So therefore, the whole net that was only made built in that she could be made for it. Even though the marriage is only Darabanan marriage and the net is a Daraisa, it's on condition. She's not, according to Minat Torah, they're not married. He's still a gentleman. As long as that gentleman, who happens to be my husband, the Darabanan, is okay with it. Nothing wrong with that. And therefore he has the right to be made for it. Not Mitorah's husband. Mitorah, it was her tonight. Okay? Okay. We're going to stop here. First of all, we ran out of time. Second of all, starting now, this Gemara doesn't stop. This Gemara goes all the way till the Mishnah. So there's nowhere to stop, so we're going to stop here. Everybody have a good Shabbos. We'll resume tomorrow. And everyone have a good day.